The Children's Rights Module has probably, for me, has probably helped me more in my nursery officer role. I think it's made me go back more and do more listening to the children of what they want in the environment. Sort of have gone back and taken some of the ideas that we describe in some of our modules with regards to mapping and children's thinking and the kind of things they'd like. So maybe when we're buying equipment, have listened to what they want rather than what we want. And I've last Friday, I was the coordinator for a carnival at the centre, and the children requested some of the things that we had there. We sort of sat down and looked at pictures from last year and said, well, what would you like this year? And some of that being they wanted a bouncy castle again, and one of the requests was they wanted butterflies at the carnival. So I tried my hardest, but didn't get butterflies. But instead we decided to dress them up as butterflies. for the parade, so that's what we did. It's very colourful. And I was quite keen on things like the fair trade and things like that prior doing the children's right module, but I think it's made me more keen to carry on doing that kind of thing. So next Friday is Lick Child Poverty Day, which is an ActionAid charity. It's it started with, I think the symbol for it is a child licking a lollipop. And what ActionAid do is if you apply for a pack, they send you some of these lollipops to either sell to the families or to children. But last year, what we did is the children baked on that day and they sold the buns as the parents came in, as well as the lollipops. And this year we felt we wanted to sort of maybe try and raise a little bit more than we did last year. So this year we've got a little trampoline, so they're just going to do a sponsored bounce, and they've been taking sponsor forms home, and all that money will go to ActionAid, which is specifically for child poverty. And the children are doing a sponsored bounce and a bun stall, which will hopefully raise money for that. And in the past, I've also run the 24-hour coffee morning, which I sort of invited parents in to have fair trade coffee and things like that. There, I did have a fair trade stall at the carnival to sort of promote fair trade products and like other countries, and I think it was UNICEF did a publication on children's rights articles in relation to the five outcomes for children, like staying safe and things, and I did get copies of those as well, and those are available for parents to take home, and I have seen some of the parents pick them up, so that's raising their awareness of what the children's rights are in relation to in Britain. It's hard to sort of say to parents what children's rights are, because I think if you say the word children's rights, they would interpret very different. They'd probably go and say, well, what about my rights? But it's trying to put it in very simple terms of, well, they have a right to certain things, and just sort of raising the awareness of that. And I suppose you just hope that they will take some of, even if they just take a few of those on board. I also think that part of the, have you heard of things like Safety Net in Sheffield, which is a project that is all children will be registered on Safety Net at birth, and it means that other agencies can work more closely together if they have concerns with regards to the child, or if the family have expressed a need somewhere, then you sort of pick up on it, you can go on and see if another agency is involved. And we have done a lot of the safeguarding, making parents aware of child protection issues, because I think that's quite a big, I think in the past it's always been like, well, let's not talk about it and let's keep it quiet and it's just what we don't know, it doesn't matter. But I think the drive now is that it's everybody's business and that everybody should be looking out for things, everyone should be protecting children. And I know that sort of my manager did a display on that, we talked about it, and she did a display on that to sort of raise the awareness for parents of thinking, well, they need to be aware that it is everybody's business, and if they have concerns, they can come to talk to us about it, or they can go to anybody else that they want to talk to about it, and that everyone should be acting. And I suppose that is one of the children's rights as well, is they have, children have a right to be protected. So I'm 26, and I trained to be a nursery nurse when I was 16, and so I did my 2 years nursery nursing then. And I've been working since the age of 18, basically, so it's quite scary when you look at it, nearly 8 years. And over the 8 years, I've worked in different settings. I worked in a private nursery for a couple of years, I nannied for a couple of years, and then I've been where I am now for probably about 4, going on 5 years now. Prior to starting your education, I suppose, I think some people are more keen to know about children's rights at a younger age, whereas I suppose mature students, I suppose they've got the experience to fall back on, so you know more about things because you can draw from your own experiences of what's happening or what's happened in the past. With regards to group work, are you asking how we worked as a group? I found it quite difficult actually, because I'd only joined the group in the second year because I didn't have to do level four, and I found some areas of the group work quite difficult because I think everyone's going to have a different opinion on something, and some people will sort of have one idea, and somebody might have a very different idea of what they think you should be doing with regards to children's rights. And I would say some mature students will probably less able to maybe adapt the thinking of this is what we should be doing to maybe younger people. And I don't know how to word that better. No, I probably would agree with that. I think mature students probably argue things out more, and there'll probably be more arguments going on than when you're younger, because some people would say, no, that doesn't work because from my experience this has happened or that's happened, and someone else might say, yeah, but from my experience it's been very different and it can work like this. And I suppose you fight out more what you believe in, and sometimes come away more and reflect more, because you think actually what they said might actually be, there might be an angle of it that's right. And so you sort of, I think you probably go away and reflect more about somebody else's experience and how you can adapt in different situations, because everybody's going to have different experiences all the time, and 2 years down the road, you know, I might have an experience that they had already that I haven't. I think, oh, actually, what did they say about how they handled it? So, yeah, I think I would agree with the tutors when they say that group work with mature students, you probably bounce ideas off each other more, and probably have more conflicts in ideas sometimes, but that might work in our advantage as well. I think I'm more of a hands-on experience kind of person that will learn from that, and although I could sit and watch a video and go away and think, oh, that's not very nice, I would say that I wouldn't learn from watching a video. One of the modules was to research 4 different countries, and I think when we did that and we all had to go and research a country, I pretty much knew which country I wanted from them, even mentioning the topic of what we were going to be doing. And I learned a lot from that, because I was so interested in learning more about it myself. And it was almost like a bit of a challenge to sort of learn something about that country. But I think that's because that's how I like to learn, is sort of, if I really enjoy a certain area, I'll go and look into it more. And I was looking at Cuba, so I was looking at children's rights in Cuba, which just fascinated me. Because we visited Cuba, was it last year? So either last year or the year before, and I just think the whole issues of how they run their government is interesting anyway. But then to look how they do the children's rights, and they have really good statistics for education and health. And it's like sort of, well, what must happen to all the the children that living on the streets, or, you know, it just really interested me how they maybe would view children's rights. So that was interesting. I think I had really bad experience of the group that I worked in. There was 4 of us in the group, and 2 of us were very committed, and the other 2 were less so. And I found that quite hard, because I like to sort of put my head down and get on and do something. And it was spent most of your time sort of trying to arrange to see people rather than getting on and actually doing the work. And I think when it came to the presentation, you could probably tell in ours that there were gaps. And although we did quite well in marks-wise by the end of it, which was a relief, I also could say when I got the marks, I thought, actually, I think I probably wrote a high majority of it. It was hard. And I think it would just be something that I would consider if I was working in a group next time. more of who I worked with or the styles of how they commit themselves to something. I think I've, on other modules, I worked with somebody else and would say that she works very like me, and therefore it worked really well because we were always sort of ready to give each other the time if we needed to, or go off and we'd do the things that we'd agreed to do, and I think it works a lot better when it's like that. And I think that's maybe one downside of mature students is most of us do work full time. I would say a lot of people have maybe got a lot of family commitments as well, and so it does make it more difficult, and that means it doesn't always run as smoothly as you'd like it to be, because people are saying, well, this has happened and I've got to stay at home because of this, or I suppose it's just different challenges to maybe if you're in a group where there isn't as many mature students. I think it was quite difficult because it's the first time I've really done a presentation myself, and I've never really done PowerPoint or anything like that before, and that's how we decided to present ours. And we did rehearse before, but the fourth member of the group wasn't there. She was late to arrive, and that was a bit kind of, oh, is she going to turn up? Is she not going to turn up? And I think if I was to do it again, I think my lesson from it really would be to just maybe have all the work there the day before and do it the day before and have a run through if you can. So you know exactly what you're doing, so it's not quite as, oh yeah, it's your turn now, or sort of having to prompt people to do it. And I think because you could foresee that it might happen, then I did have notes of who was going on next, and sort of we did, like me and another group member did sort of print it out so that everyone could have a copy so that it would sort of flow better, hopefully. But you can never predict how other people are going to feel at presenting. And I think it's better to present if you're in a group to sort of have an equal share of what you're saying. But I also think that's difficult if somebody's not written it and they're then trying to read something and they don't really have a feel for what you're actually saying. I think that's difficult. So I suppose there's a lot for me to learn for next time, I think, with regards to that, that maybe whoever writes something maybe reads that bit, and that equal sharing has to go out right from the beginning of who's planning to write what and who's doing what. And if you lose yourself, like if you're not following exactly the words on the PowerPoint, at least you know what you're trying to put across, and you can sort of change it, can't you? You're probably more likely to then maybe add a few things. Whereas if you haven't written something and you've then been said, well, you read that, you're not really going to give the feeling for what it's supposed to be saying, I don't think. Yeah, well, I think what was difficult for our group was that because we're mature students, the lecturers had decided that we were mature enough to choose our own groups. And I think even mature students can be very cliquey in groups, and therefore will choose their friends. And if you're not in a cliquey group, you end up with the people that are left behind. And sort of, it doesn't always work because you don't get a mix of people working together. And I think I would have preferred for them to say, no, I want you to work with X, Y and Z, rather than having to be left in the situation where you're sort of picking up the people. Because I joined the group later on, I didn't know anybody else. And I think that can make a big difference. And I know they do that with the younger students. They set them into groups of how they think people will work together. And I suppose, although I respect the fact that they think as you're a mature student, they think you can do that yourself, I also think sometimes it doesn't, because I would say, in general, the group can sometimes be clicky.